Welcome to the Moral Marriage Podcast. Today is special. I fucked up, and I'm going to tell you all about it. And I messed up. I do mess up. Guys, I know what you're thinking. What, that bald guy that goes on social media with all the tattoos, works out, that tells everybody they're doing everything wrong on his podcast, on his social media content? He can't possibly mess up. Yes, he can.
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
It's that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage. Honey.
What?
I know. See? She's like, what? She's surprised. Well, you should be surprised too. All right. I shouldn't be surprised.
Humble. He is
so humble
today.
The answer is simple: moral momentum. So for years, I've been telling people, this comes from years of owning a gym, telling you, you can't pay me for accountability. I'm sick and tired of trainers selling quote unquote accountability, because unless I'm following you around, slapping the food out of your face.
Which we did sell at one point. We called it Food Slap.
Sold it one time. It's called Food Slap. Sold it one time off the website.
And but
had to refund it.
Because it was a joke.
Yeah,
we
a joke.
Didn't want anyone to buy it.
I didn't think anybody would buy it. But they're like, whoa, you're going to follow me around and slap the food out of my face?
Food Slap.
It did. Now, knowing what I know about business, I probably would have pushed that and hired people to do the slap. Like that. Duh. But anyways, so accountability.
Seems borderline violent.
Oh, that's true. Based off what we do now,
the
I
old
guess I
you might have
old me would have endorsed
new,
it. Yeah.
New guy thinks it's funny, but isn't going to slap anybody.
All right. So the reason why this is important is this: because of my thought process has always been like this. You've got to learn to hold yourself accountable, and I'm not disputing that. But some of us get so caught up in my changes. Why doesn't my partner see my changes? And we hear about I can't control my partner. From a lot of men's coaches. I think we talked about this before. I don't think women's coaches talk about that, but you know, like at the end of the day, you're right. You can't control, influence, decide, change, upset, relive, give, whatever, anything with your partner's reflections. Okay. The only thing that can happen though is you can lead yourself. And most of you can't follow through. So moral momentum is my answer. Follow through. What I'm going to do is teach. It's the missing piece to my program. It's the missing piece to every program we spent hundreds of thousands of dollars coaching. I've never seen anything like this ever. And we spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. In fact, I just spent a lot of money recently just to add to this to make sure it was delivered in the right way for you guys. And I'm so excited. So if you struggle with taking two steps forward and then a giant leap back, if you struggle with things are good, and so I kind of got complacent again. And by the way, you might know that this is connecting to your marriage here, okay? This can also connect to anything. You're starting a business, your health journey, whatever, okay?
Everything that you do.
Everything that you do.
Improve yourself, everything you do gets better.
That's right. I'm going to teach you guys, if you struggle with follow through on everything that you want, first of all, it's probably because you don't even know your why. And I'm going to show you how to do that and then why to follow through and how to follow through on that. And Catherine's going to join me. We're going to do 60 days straight of coaching for you for this. And it's part of it. But guys, my journey through this to really hold you to a high level, a high standard for yourself is I'm going to put myself through hell for you and heaven. So what I'm going to do is, you like that?
I did.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Because
what's he going to say next?
I'm going to. So you guys know I'm obligated to do what I do. You know my story. You know our story, and you know that I have a gift to speak. People love it, and people need it, and it's inspiring and helping thousands of people in 2 years. Okay, so I have to do more of it. Listen to my voice right now. It's because every time a cold runs through this house, what happens? I lose my voice. I get a cough. I'm the only one. I get the cough, and I lose my voice.
Gets it the worst.
And it lasts for 3 or 4 weeks. If you go scrolling through my social media, you see it like clockwork. Every few months, I lose my voice, right? And so part of my challenge, moral momentum, is going to be quit smoking. By the way, I'm going to quit drinking just to make that easy. Yeah. Holy shit, I got to do both? What's that? not like we drink like crazy anymore anyway, but like, I'm going to still go for it. Okay. I'm also, so I'm taking things out, I'm giving you a preview, guys. You're going to take things out that are holding you back. Okay. We're going to add things in that are going to start to level you up, to rise you up, to get you where you want to go. I've talked to somebody today about it and they want to write a book. I'm like, perfect. That's beautiful. Because you, how many of you wanted to write a book before and will never fucking do it? It's not you. It's me. I failed you. I have not given you the tools to be accountable. I just said you've got to stand up and start following through. So I'm going to make sure that you have the why, the how, the what, and it's all free. I just want to give. And that's the last thing we're going to learn with this thing is how to remove the noise and feel the validation of giving. Oh, I forgot to say the heaven part.
Yeah. It's because I grinned and you got distracted.
It's true. So I'm going to go through hell, okay? Sorry if I put you through a little bit of hell with my.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Yeah. We're in heaven now.
And then I'm going to go in April. So if you don't know my story, we're going to give our testimony soon. But I actually thank you for still listening because I'm kind of just so excited about this project. I'm rambling. But I believe in God now. I met Jesus through Catherine, through marriage, through going to church.
That sounds so cute. It sounds like we went to dinner or something. I met Jesus through Catherine.
Isn't he always here?
Yeah. Good buddy of mine. I love the way you put it.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for the introduction.
It's cute.
So but my journey is I was raised atheist. And so my journey is I believe in God now, but I still feel like I'm doing a lot alone. And so I want to go get supercharged. So 60 days straight of coaching. I'm going to be in Africa for 1 week during the 60 days. To be a missionary. Yeah. I'm going to go get supercharged faith, go get supercharged, super like enthralled in whatever miracles. I don't know. I just want to see it. I just want to believe it. I just want to know it for real. So I'm trying to say this to you because I'm going to go off the wall nuts for this myself. You don't have to, but I'll walk you through some basic ways where you can make some massive improvements in your life. For those of you whose partner won't believe in you, who doesn't trust you, doesn't think it's why? It's this kind of thing. If you can follow through and if you can start filling your own cup, not taking things so personal because of what you're about to do, giving back. And I'll explain that only when you're involved. But man alive. But some of you, by the way, you're gonna make a lot of money. But anyways, March 18th, it's happening Monday. Join me Instagram. Okay. Starting there. And then you're gonna get onto my app Moro. You can download it already if you want. Not a lot to look at yet there. It's brand new, but we'll get rock and roll. We'll go get your life. I can't wait. Don't forget the hashtag. Moral momentum. Love you guys.